canyons, all in a few days' work.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Answers in Genesis Ministry.
The famous eruption of Mount St. Helens volcano in Washington State showed that canyons can be created rather quickly. Now, back in school, I remember being told that places like the Grand Canyon were a result of erosion that took place over millions of years. I was told it took a long time for the Colorado River to carve its way deep into the canyon. You know, I never thought to ask if there could have been another way. Well, that was until Mount St. Helens exploded back in 1980. The after effects were fascinating. The explosion left a canyon named the Little Grand Canyon, 1/40th the size of the Grand Canyon. And you know what? The canyon was formed in a matter of days, not millions of years. It was a result of a mud flow carving its way through hard rock. It left a river 100 feet below. You know, the evidence from this eruption shows that many canyons seen across the globe could have easily been a result of the global flood of Noah's day, not the product of millions of years.
Did you know that Darwin's ideas about evolution were built on a foundation of an old Earth? That's one of the revelations presented in our new pocket guide on the life of Darwin. For some intriguing reading, give our nonprofit ministry a donation of any size and we'll put it in the mail to you. Call us toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or through our website of answersoffer.org.